Oh, we're recording. I got to make sure we're recording because usually I don't. Hey, how you doing? It's me, San Martin, over here at the Prescott E-News office. I haven't been on the Quad City Business Beat for almost a dang month, so I'm here and I'm back, and I had to come back because we have a special guest. But let's turn it over to the host with the mostest.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in for the Quad City's Business Beat. We're here all about local businesses. I am your host, Lynette Hoyt. I am an independent ambassador for Plexus Worldwide. So the next time you are in need of some new probiotics, hit me up. Hit up our Facebook page at Simply Plexus. We'd love to have you as a customer. Yeah, San Martin, we've missed you.
I know, I missed myself.
We were starting to feel like you were doing that on purpose.
I know, I missed myself.
I don't know. Seriously, is the right word.
I lost myself. I was missing in action, and you guys noticed.
Thank you, we did notice.
Thank you for
noticing. Our hashtags did suffer a little bit. We do work well for hashtags together.
I have a couple more for you guys from the last few interviews, so we're going to make it happen.
We're going to make it
happen. We got a lot of stuff we got to make up for.
Yes, we do.
Today, we have a really great guest, Mark with Mark's Beer Garden. Have you all been to Mark's Beer Garden yet?
Hi, Mark.
Hello. I think it's kind of one of those hidden. It's kind of one of those hidden gems in the community. You know, so we have Mark with Mark's Beer Garden. We also have Zach, of course. You know, just the
Zach.
You on the podcast can't see me giving guns, but on Facebook you can see me giving guns.
We try to make this a light conversation.
It was.
We try to make this a fun conversation, learning about local businesses in the area. What brought them here? Why they're here, how they get it here, and it's not just Prescott, it's Quad Cities. So anyway, let's start with Mark. Mark, who are you? What do you do?
I am Mark Davidson. I'm the owner and operator of Mark's Beer Garden off of Iron Springs, actually Swenson Street, but I tell people Iron Springs because that's how we get there, just down the street from the Dry Gulch Steakhouse.
So you make a left at that light, you know where that's at, right before Iron Springs Cafe, make a left.
Correct.
Right. Yep. Gotcha.
Beals Auto Body is right there. Is it Beals?
Yep.
Beals Auto Body.
Beals.
Make a left at Beals Auto Body.
Yeah.
And that's been there forever.
Coming from Prescott.
Yes.
That's been there forever.
Has it?
Of course. The family has.
Oh.
Okay. I know the family.
Sure.
They're pretty cool.
So tell us your background.
It is a very, it's varied. There's not much stuff I haven't done.
So you're jack of all trades, master of none.
Should we start like five years back, 1 year back?
We'll do, I grew up in Southern Ohio.
Okay. Midwest guy.
As an adult, I was a GM of a movie theater and a lumberyard in my hometown, and got tired of that. Decided to move to Park City, Utah, because I thought it was pretty.
Wow, that's a big jump.
Became a bank teller, worked my way up through the ranks of U.S. Bank there, and when it was time to leave there, I decided to work for a. Thank you. I decided to work for a brewery out of Mississippi called Lazy Magnolia. I became their national sales and marketing manager. And then I worked for Budweiser in Arkansas, as they were, Arkansas was one of the states I worked closely with to distribute that beer. And after that, I became a bartender and just absolutely fell in love with it. And the whole time I was too busy to spend any money, so I always wanted to start my own business. I went to college for business and entrepreneurship at Ohio University in Athens. And after a while being a bartender, I figured if I was going to work 70 hours a week, I needed to own a place instead of just work there. So I started looking around, and during this whole time of me bouncing around the country, my parents and sister both moved to Arizona. So while visiting them, I found Prescott and loved it.
That's awesome.
That was like a treasure hunt. That never was really a treasure hunt.
Yeah.
It just kind of took you all over. If you look at your map,
the cartoon map, or like the
right?
The Raiders of the Lost Ark, you just see the red line. Yeah.
Yes, with the sound effects and all. That sounds crazy. So I've known a lot about your business because that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to watch people do their things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the best part about it is that it's really honestly a homely place, like where you go in there and it feels like your backyard type of deal.
Totally.
Yeah.
How many beers do you have on tap?
I have 20 beers on tap right now.
Are they all microbreweries or?
No, a lot of them are a couple of them are your American macro beers. I've got Coors Light, Shiner Bock on right now just for, you know, we try to accommodate everybody. We have several local brews on. We will sometimes carry like Prescott Brewing Company or Granite Mountain, places like that. And then a lot of them are just regional craft beers, but, or even national ones, like you'd see like a Lagunitas or just like a, what else is on right now? Drawing a blank, I could.
The 805?
Yeah, I've got the 805, things like that. The 805? Lots of beers from California. Uncle Bear's is on, things like that.
So you have a good variety for people.
Yeah, varieties are good. Mm-hmm. I used to be a Coors Light drinker.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, this is not good for my body. And then I was like, I'm quitting drinking.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I went to Park Plaza Deli, and they gave me a Ska Brewery.
Oh, yeah.
It was literally called Mexican Lager. I was like, I want a lager. And they wanted to hand me a Dos Equis, and I'm like, no, man, I don't want none of that mainstream beer. And then they handed me a Ska Brewery that has said Mexican Lager. I mean, yeah. It's like L-O-O-G-E-R, like Luger.
Luger.
Luger. But it was so awesome. But then again, that was the point when I actually fell in love with microbreweries and brews that were from nowhere land.
Right.
That nobody knows about.
Yeah, a lot of people remember their first craft beer and what made them decide to just go down that rabbit hole.
And there I am. I remember that.
Yeah.
I can't remember a dang name, but I could go ahead and remember the day I drank that beer.
Yeah, where were you the first time you had a craft beer?
See, priorities, guys, priorities. I can't remember my dad's birthday, but I can remember
the first time. But you can remember your first craft beer.
Yes.
All right. Priorities.
Can you give us the date and time of it, though?
Yeah, no. What was the expiration date?
I am not good
What's the lot number?
You know what? That's one of the things that I've never been good at is dates and times. Like, till this day, mm-hmm. I am not good with it at all. So if you ask me what happened, you know, on such and such date, I'll be like, you know, that's a great question because I have no idea.
Yeah, no, we're similar on that.
Well, people, it's your birthday, San Martin. Oh.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you know, that's a good thing to forget at a certain age.
Yeah,
and I actually had to say that one day the last week, they're like, "How old are you?" I was like, "I think I stopped counting at," and then I didn't even tell them that age, so I just stopped it.
That's funny.
I stopped the conversation.
Okay, so most people come to Prescott and they want like a downtown location,
right?
So you are not at a downtown location. So what made you pick that bar?
I really like the beer garden concept, the homey kind of inside where you can have people come and, you know, bring you the food, or you can talk to the bartender and they can bring it to you. But what I really like is having a patio or sitting outside with, you know, a group of five or six friends. And I needed a space that could accommodate that and accommodate live music and, you know, look pretty lit up at night and actually have some trees. I miss trees really bad. Growing up in southern Ohio and then moving out west, it's like people are like, "Oh, it's so green today." It's like, you don't know what green is.
I don't know what green is.
So having those big elm trees out back makes me happy.
Yeah, we were just there on Sunday for a party, and literally that's exactly what I thought. I grew up in Montana, so literally in the middle of your back patio area, there's this giant tree, and I'm like, this is going to be gorgeous in the summer because it's going to put off shade. You're not in the hot sun. They've got a ton of picnic tables, and they have a little stage in the corner, and they have cornhole, and it is really your neighborhood bar. And which leads me into the next thing is, really, who is your customer?
My customer is people who live out usually like Williamson Valley or just in the neighborhood, kind of up the hill from across the street. A lot of people who come in tell me that, you know, "Oh, I only live a 2-minute drive from here."
Right.
And a lot of them tell me, you know, they like going downtown for specific things, but they don't like to go downtown and like bar hop.
It's right.
Like my place is definitely where they go to get their beer, and not it's when they have a plan.
Yeah, hang out.
Yeah, it's like, hey, let's go to Mark's, hang out, and relax. Or whereas the square as a whole is that for the downtown.
What's great is you have like daily entertainment.
Right.
So it's not like you just hit Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Like I think you have 7 days of 6 or 7 days of
yes
entertainment.
Yeah, we're doing something every day now. Let's see. Today is Tuesday. We're going to Tuesday's open mic night.
Open mic night.
Yeah.
Are there many around here?
We got
one
right here.
There's so many, yeah.
We have open mics right here.
Yeah. Open mic, but let's try
this out right now.
But yeah, it's been one of our more successful nights. I was surprised at how well it took off.
So do people sing poetry?
They do. They sing,
Is it kind of what you think of as open mic night?
It's musical. Okay. Yeah, there's no poetry.
We had a few
comedians at first, and we decided to nix that just because a lot of people weren't as funny as they thought they were.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, What, you know, so, you know, one of the things that you said right before we went on air was this is a place where, you know, locals like to go and like to hang out and stuff like that. Now, is it the locals in the neighborhood or is it the locals in Prescott? Because if I go over there and everybody's like, you're not a local, bro, you can't hang out
here. Oh, no. They welcome me. I've only been here a year and a half. So.
They welcome you every day. They're like, right? Mark, you're allowed to come hang out. You're allowed.
I'm like, guys, I don't have a membership yet. Can I get in
here? And we could do that. They have a beer club, Mark's Beer Club.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
And then we could go ahead and go into the Beard Club. Get it?
Beer?
The Beard?
Beard Club.
Beer and Beard.
The Barbarians.
Hashtag yeah. Beer and Beards.
The new BBC, man.
Wow, I was just thinking that I go there because it's got delicious barbecue.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
We had barbecue on Sunday when we were there for the party, and it was
You guys got a full kitchen, right?
Oh, it's a limited kitchen, but we do have the smoker out back. So we're able to, the barbecue that they're referring to is the pulled pork sandwich and nachos.
That was amazing.
And then we'll rotate through other forms of barbecue just as needed for a special.
So let's talk about your menu.
Okay.
We had the barbecue pulled pork nachos.
It's too early for this.
It was really
I'm
good.
I'm hungry, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
We're really going to want to talk about this.
We're going to have to go check it out. We'll do an on-site interview again.
Well, we're going to continue this today because after this he's gone, we're going with him.
Yeah.
Anyways, nachos with, you can tell us what's on it.
Oh,
it was pulled pork, huge chunks of pulled pork.
Yeah, it's about anywhere between a third to half a pound of pulled pork. House-made barbecue sauce, and then we put our beer cheese that we would serve with the pretzels with it. So that's a beer cheese. Basically, it's aged cheddar sauce with Bitburger, German lager, a little bit of liquid smoke, and a different couple of spices.
It's called secret sauce.
Yeah,
secret sauce.
It's awesome sauce, yeah.
Mark's secret sauce.
And then a house-made coleslaw on top. So it's definitely barbecue. It's when people first see it, they're kind of like, oh, no, coleslaw's on this, and then they eat it.
And then they're like, oh, yeah, this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I've never been a big fan of coleslaw. And obviously, one day they put it into a gyro, and I'm just like, oh, I'm a fan of coleslaw. Yeah. So weird.
I did that, too, yeah.
Yeah, you add a little bit of some secret sauce, and then all of a sudden it's the bomb.
Yeah.
It is. It really is. It's cabbage, right?
Yeah.
It's cabbage and
cabbage.
Yeah, and a coleslaw dressing.
Like carrots.
Carrots and
vinegar,
stuff.
Mayonnaise, yeah.
That's it.
Salt, pepper, a little bit of sugar.
And for some reason, I've never been a fan, and I have no clue why. Maybe it was the sauce that was in there.
It's a coleslaw dressing.
I think it's because a lot of us grew up like at school, and it'd be like coleslaw day or something. Like, you know, they'd have coleslaw as the side, and there's that gloppy mess of kind of brownish green color stuff.
They were probably using iceberg lettuce instead of cabbage. Yeah,
you know.
To save money.
I think they were using what's that? Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip. I'm from Montana. That's
we're not around anymore.
Let's do it.
Gotta have a zing, baby.
Are you a Miracle Whip or something?
No. I barely even let mayonnaise touch anything.
Oh,
yeah. It's a little bit raw on that one.
Anyway, we had an awesome pulled pork sandwich. Huge amounts of pulled pork on it. Great flavor. What else is on your menu?
Oh, we do beer brats. It's a brat that we cook in Hefeweizen, wheat beer, German wheat beer, just all day in that. And it gets served on a pretzel bun with sauerkraut and mustard. So, and
the pretzel buns are awesome.
Oh, they really are.
They are. Mm-hmm. I like them without the salt.
No.
Pretzel buns.
But, yeah. Pretzels have salt.
Pretzel salt, dude. It's just so too much salt.
Yeah.
Use salad.
Just knock it off.
Oh, yeah. We do Cobb salad and a side salad.
And then I was reading your menu online about the macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah. We do mac and cheese, and then we'll top it with whatever barbecue that we have going that day.
Who created this?
That was me.
That was you?
Yeah, that was it's fat kid.
Remember that jack of all trades thing? He's also menu creator.
You just hang out, you know, I'm gonna try this out. I always wanted to reinvent the peanut butter jelly sandwich.
And how would exactly you do that?
I don't know. I mean, let's just think about all the crazy ideas that could possibly come with it. I mean, it's just endless.
You could do like a grilled mac and cheese peanut butter or something.
Grilled
I don't
mac
know.
And
I just
cheese.
Said it out loud and then
check this out.
Like,
okay, so this is
next
this,
that idea.
This was the one day. One day I was sitting there and I see this. I think it was romaine lettuce, but what's the longer pieces of lettuce? Anyways, there was a long piece of lettuce, and then it just so happened that there was peanut butter and jelly right there. And I'm like,
wow.
I am so wondering if this would be good on this piece of lettuce. And yes, it was.
It couldn't be that different than celery with peanut butter.
That's what I was going to say. One of my favorite like healthy snacks is peanut butter and celery. So mm-hmm. that can't
no,
be
seriously. That this is a peanut butter and jelly lettuce wrap. It was freaking crazy good. Really? I was just tripping out. And
I actually felt good when we get home.
I actually felt good with it. I actually felt good by eating this thing because I thought it was really healthy.
So you weren't eating the carbs and the bread. You just had lettuce, just like.
I wasn't thinking about none of that either. I was just thinking this might be good.
Yeah.
It was a great moment in my life.
Well, before we leave food, what is your favorite?
My favorite food at the beer garden is the pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah.
You can't really go wrong with pulled pork sandwich, but you can go really right if people get addicted to it.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, honestly, like the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
You just go in. You're not pressured to get in and get out because there's 40 people waiting in line to get a table. You're there. Well, hopefully at some time that'll be.
Yeah. Every now and again it's
busy. But you can sit outside. You can sit outside and, you know, when we were there Sunday, somebody brought their dog. You know how mm-hmm. people are.
It's that time of year. It's that time of year now that backyard is going to be.
And it's a nice size backyard bar area. It's got a lot of space.
Oh yeah.
And it's the time of year. This is the time where it's going to shine the most because this is when everybody wants to hang out, have a little bit of fun, just relax in the cool air of Prescott, Arizona.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so the main question we always ask is, what's something we don't know about Mark's beer garden?
Ooh, what is something?
Or about Mark.
Ooh. Or about Mark, I
or
guess.
Or about Mark. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll tell you about the beer garden. Like,
I got Thug Life tattooed on my stomach.
Yeah, instead of Thug Life, it says Bud Light.
Bud Life.
Yeah, that's one of my dark secrets, being a craft beer kid who worked for a craft brewery and everything, is I did work for a Budweiser distributorship for a while.
And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. It is sometimes.
If you drink it, that might be a bad thing.
Yeah, it actually was a really good experience. But about the beer garden, I guess it's that we, I don't know, I guess almost everything's made from scratch there. Oh, I'll tell you about our specials. Yeah. Almost nobody knows about the specials that we do. We grind our own sausage there.
Yes.
And we rotate between awesome specials like that. We do like a smoked meatloaf 1 week, and then we'll do what's called Weisswurst. It's a white sausage the next week. We even did Italian meatballs one time.
That would be amazing.
So, and yeah, and everything, almost everything's cooked on a smoker.
If it's not, if it's not,
like I'm there.
If it's not smoked, then it's still cooked in the smoker. It's my oven too. It's like a little outdoor oven. But yeah, we do weird specials that aren't necessarily German food. I've got gumbo on as a special today.
Gumbalaya.
Yeah.
Huh. Gumbo. I had that one time. It was good.
We tried it.
It was kind of spicy.
It was pretty spicy.
Yeah. Huh. So I know that we're talking about food, but entertainment is my thing, and mm-hmm. I do like to cover a lot of stuff that you guys have going on.
Yeah.
Local talent is one of your biggest deals. So
yeah.
What days are live entertainment?
Live entertainment. Open mic night is Tuesday, and that's usually people who will eventually play on our Thursday and Saturday night.
As a gig.
Band nights as a gig, yeah. And they're just kind of working out new stuff or playing with new people. So Tuesday night is the open mic, and then Thursday and Saturday are the planned gigs.
And then Sunday, Monday, what's the rest of your week look like?
Oh, let's see. Wednesday is trivia night.
That's always big.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's try a trivia question right now.
Okay.
What's my trivia question?
I don't know. Do you want me to give it to you guys?
Oh, yeah. Give me a
trivia. What's your trivia question?
Lynn, I know you got some trivia questions. Lynn, do you have any trivia questions? No?
No.
Jeez, I was going to go.
Fail.
Yeah, that was my fail. Man.
Fail, San Martin. Fail.
I could ask a random question, but that would be like, I need to know the answer. If I don't know the answer, I can't give the trivia question, man. Actually, we did have a trivia question.
Mm-hmm.
We did have a trivia question. It was about the pioneer house that lived on top of the hill.
Uh-huh. 50 years.
Gotta ask the question.
Boom. Done.
I'm just saying.
I can't play the question. Hey, I think we have a technical error. Yes or no? Okay, never mind. Anyways.
There's no question,
guys. I'm so sorry. But anyway, that's why I'm going to have to go on Wednesday nights, and I'm going to have to sit there and start brushing up on my...
Get an education.
Get my education.
It started off, the guy we hired to do it. His name's Clay. He's a local literature teacher at a school.
Oh, that's awesome.
And his questions were just so hard about, and they were about like 16th century poets. And I was like, buddy, this is the beer garden.
Not but, that crowd.
He took to it really well and actually he adjusted and was able to keep everybody happy. And it's like we don't have to be smart, you have to make us feel smart.
It is Wednesday, man. We're Wednesday at a beer garden. We have to take it in, you know, consideration.
This is midweek drinking, buddy.
Yeah. Midweek drinkers are really honestly not that I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm sometimes a midweek drinker because of those dang mixers.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
those mixers are really, really, they're mischievous, man. Those guys are, they're like, oh, business mixer, and I'm like, oh, right on, cool, go meet some people. Next thing you know it, I'm four beers in. I'm like, this is not cool. You guys deceived me.
Yeah, I've been tricked.
Yeah, yeah. Carissa should have one at Beer Garden.
Yeah, Carissa, do you hear that?
We're just saying. One of your mixers.
Monday mixer.
Okay, so Tuesday you said is open mic night.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday is trivia.
Thursday
live music.
Live music. Friday.
Friday we call it old school hip hop and jazz.
Well, that's quite a combination.
Well, now that Sean's broken his leg, he's probably not going to be running that anymore. We'll have to figure out who wants to run that.
So Friday this week might just be.
But yeah, we might play
the bar
anything from
have
like
a couple
Jurassic Five to. Dr. Dre to, you know, and he can read a crowd pretty well. Oh, so no, there's nobody who wants to hear the DRE.
I mean, all he has to do is just sit there, just give him a comfortable chair, and I think he can handle that.
Actually, yeah, that is something that he should come in for.
Bring
yeah.
your pillow and a footstool.
Yeah, just put
hey,
your...
Hey, Dave Grohl can continue to front man a band and with a broken foot in a chair.
I'm going to have to tell Sean that. It's like, hey, man, this guy's finished a concert, and you're just sitting around.
I think you're lazy.
You just need a recliner, I'm just saying. Yeah. get a table across.
We should actually get a Lazy Boy recliner and then just like stitch into it Sean's chair, the captain's chair or something.
See, this is where I really would like to vote in having an extra double where, you know, when times like this happens, you could go out there and just do this and say, hey, you need to go in.
Yeah, it's your understudy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I broke my leg.
You're it.
It's your turn. I don't want to go today. It's your turn.
It's your turn. Saturday's live music again.
It is. Live music in on Saturday. Sunday, we were watching the ball games, and now that that's kind of winding down, we're doing a retro gaming night. We have an old Sega Genesis hooked up to one TV, a Super Nintendo hooked up to another. We have a Nintendo Wii. Almost everybody just gravitates towards the Wii and either plays tennis or bowling. We're hoping to get a... It's going to be in my head now, thank you.
Right?
You're welcome. I was going for it.
Oh, dude, I can literally make something go in your head right now. It's the theme song to Andy Griffith's song.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, see? Told you.
So, what are your hours?
We are open from 11 to 10 on what I call school nights, Sunday through Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday we are open until midnight, but if we got a good crowd in there, you know, we're allowed to stay open until 2.
Food all day?
Food as long as I'm there, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm always
so
there,
usually so. It's not like, oh, they're closed for...
We call it business decline. So let's say we were really busy for happy hour, but then we haven't seen a soul for a while, we'll start cleaning up the kitchen and get ready to shut down, but we'll certainly accommodate somebody who wants to
eat
dinner.
So if somebody came in and wanted to eat something, you could scrounge something up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's always a pretzel available. There's always, like, the chili and everything before we...
Oh, chili.
That would be pretty cool if it was, like, mom's kitchen. You'd be like, go ahead, man. Go
just make yourself a sandwich.
Yeah. And, I mean, yeah, we don't close down at dinner time. You
right,
know,
right,
we
right.
We'll close down, you know, half an hour before close.
Okay.
If there's nobody.
So you mentioned this happy hour. What is what's your happy hour?
Happy hour is Monday through Friday, 2 till 6.
Ooh, 2 to 6. So you can actually get off work and hit happy hour. It's not going to end at 5. So you go, oh, I missed happy hour.
Yeah. And it's a buck off of all draft beers. Domestic bottles are $2.50. And then house wines and well drinks are also a dollar off. And then our Sunday happy hour is $4 German half liters all day. So right
and it's
now,
not just beer, folks. I think you have wine and drinks as well, so it's a full bar.
Right, and also food items apply to that, too. The the bratwurst, the currywurst, and the pretzels are all $2 off.
What's the capacity, just in case everybody decides to go over to your place today?
We can. The fire department says 100.
All right, nice.
Man. So that's a good number.
And we already know how that works. Some people, back in the days where we were like, oh, only 4 people were allowed in this car. Heck no, man.
That's not true.
Whole family in.
How many people are allowed
in? We got a trunk with lots of space.
We make it work. Sorry, fire department.
So I will point out, because I know this about Mark and his commitment to the bar and making sure he's there to serve you. I know he had some people try to pull over that they were just disgruntled that he wasn't open on Snowpocalypse.
Oh, right.
But see, I know that he's so committed. He was there. He walked there from his house.
Mm-hmm. And was open.
And was there, open to serve beer to... I think actually, didn't you have a couple people show up?
Yeah, I have. It became about a dozen people by the end. I went over there and I was like, well, just in case, I'm not doing anything, so I better be open. Yeah.
Yeah.
I started barbecuing and people walked in, and the first people who walked in, they're like, are you open? I said, well, no, but I'll sell you a beer.
Today's a good day for you. Yes, I give some beer.
I'll turn on all the lights.
Selling some hot toddies.
Yeah, we've got heat and we've got beer, so let's do this.
That's awesome. So are you hiring?
I am. I'm looking for some part-time kitchen help.
Okay.
And perhaps a bartender or two for when we get busy in the summer. And I'd like to get them trained up in the next month or 6 weeks.
And let's replacing a DJ.
Yeah. Or at least somebody to spin the record for Sean if you can't reach him.
Okay, so let's go
we'll
to...
Just give Sean extra extensions.
Yeah. What kind of employees you're looking for? What kind of people do you want to work at Mark's Beer Garden?
Somebody, not necessarily like somebody who is in the service industry or has been for a long time. Maybe they want to try something new. I kind of pride myself on having done a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And
sounds
so I like it when people have had interesting jobs that I haven't had and they can tell me about them or just take that perspective into it and say, hey, this is what we did when I worked at whatever, the Alamo or something. So...
Way to connect that one.
Yeah, something weird. It's like, I was a tour guide at, somewhere else.
Of your beer garden.
It definitely helps when somebody has at least a general interest in beer and knows the process of making beer so that they can answer questions for customers and help somebody find a beer that they really like.
Well, and I think it's a huge benefit that you've kind of served all different aspects of kind of the beer life.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand. So somebody who's coming in to do kitchen help, you've done it. So it's not like you just own it and, somebody's going to come work for you and you don't understand it. I think that makes a big difference for
right.
people.
And, yeah, and definitely
you've
just
worked
somebody
all aspects.
Somebody who's willing to learn and understands that I'm also willing to do what I'm asking them to do.
Exactly.
Can we create a position over there where we just, taste the beer?
Beer taster.
Yeah, it's an unpaid position.
It's Mark's.
And it's mine. Yeah.
Dang it, man! I was trying to get myself in here.
I don't pay me yet. Yeah,
I'd be like, man, I'll just come over and taste one of your new beers that come out all night long.
All night long.
But, if you come in at the right time, though, when the distributors are showing off new products, though, if you're sitting at the bar, we'll definitely sample. Yeah.
Sam Martin's like, and what day is that?
Yeah, you should start creating events for this one.
Yeah. Beer tasting,
All of a sudden it goes from 2 people to 40.
Yeah.
Beer tasting for all of you beer tasters out there, but you don't know when.
Yeah.
You just got to come in.
The beer business is a high-paced business, so you want somebody who's going to be, hustle.
Right. I definitely would like for somebody who's going to hustle, but also not rush the customer, help them feel at home.
Yeah. Because that is exactly the atmosphere.
Yeah, you better be happy serving beers.
Okay, let's go through this again. Where are you located? Your hours? Are you on social media? Yes, I think you are. Mm-hmm. And your phone number?
My phone number for the bar is 928-515-1044.
Mm-hmm. Location again?
That is 1590 Swenson Street. It's just off of Iron Springs, down the road from Dry Gulch.
Gotcha. And your hours?
My hours are 11 to 10 on weeknights, and weekends we close at midnight or stay open if you bring me a group.
That's awesome. Go check it out, you guys. It's a really great place to bring a bunch of friends and hang outside and... I'm sure you could smoke a cigarette or smoke a cigar if that's what you desire. You have a fire pit?
Yeah, we have a fire pit.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. And, it's just a great atmosphere to just hang out and get some good food and, you know, socialize with your friends, because there's really not a lot of places like that around here that you can literally just have a good time and sit around and visit.
Yeah, and you know what? You know, Prescott has a lot to offer. In downtown, it does have a lot, but at the same time, there's so much more out there around the area. And this is the whole reason why that this is this podcast is out there, so we could go ahead and bring people to the people, so you guys know that there's more stuff out there that is happening. And this is a really good find. You know, I try to get over to the spot. I've been over there twice, so don't forgive me. But you know, there's things that, you know, that people would be directed to, and I used to call it back in the days, people were really guided to the downtown deal because of this beer hopping. So ideally, this is not a beer hopping spot. This is a place where you just hang out, relax, have
meet
some fun.
Meet me at Mark's Beer Garden and hang out with six of your friends. And
yeah, play some games in the backyard.
Yeah, and play some giant Jenga.
If you're tired of screaming over, you know, the crowd to hear your friends.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you can go outside. Yeah.
But the other thing is also a tourist attraction downtown. So, you know, to get out of that busk of stuff, you know, just... This is the place to go.
Well, right. It kind of is what makes every Arizona Prescott everyone's hometown.
Yep.
It's kind of what we're after, right? All of us. So thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate
thanks for
you coming
having
in.
Me. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Hashtag beer life.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
shoot. Beer life. Beer life. All right, guys.
So, thanks, San Martin.
We're going to go ahead and take this show to another level by saying bye.
Bye. We'll catch you next time.
Did you already end it? Don't forget to go ahead and don't forget to go to Prescott E News and sign up for the newsletter, so you can go ahead and see all or hear all these podcasts and also see our beautiful face everywhere we go around Prescott E News. And once again, thanks for following and
watching. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Peace. Thank you.
Bye bye.